Okay, it's Tuesday morning, pop quiz time. Get ready, class. Was Jesus a conservative or a liberal? Was Jesus a traditionalist or a progressive? Obviously, this is a trick question. Today in the scriptures, of course, Jesus seems to be simply just throwing off laws for a kind of freedom from any kind of constriction because they're doing what's unlawful in the law of Moses. Picking these grains of wheat, which that in itself wasn't unlawful, but they were doing the work, they were doing the labor of rubbing them between their fingers to get at the kernel, and that was unlawful. But remember that Jesus also says in the Gospel of Matthew, whoever would disregard the least of these commandments, the least of this law, who would jettison even the smallest part, will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. It's hard to pin Jesus down. But what he gets at the end is the purpose and the end and the goal of the law, which is love, God's love for us. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. And the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath. The Son of Man reveals to us the kind of rest, the kind of life that God desires us to come into. Hence, Jesus is truly the perfect lawgiver, the one who shows us what it means to live a law that lets us live a life that's in accord with how we're made in God's image and likeness. We're called to live in love as God is love. We're called to be like God. We're called to love one another like God. And every law, whether it is a divine law that we cannot change, whether it's a civil law in our society, whether it's an ecclesiastical law, every law should be in accord with this plan of God, should not contradict the plan that God has for our human dignity. Not everything needs to be legislated, but things that are legislated can't contravene the great worth and human dignity that each of us has and that must be respected by all people and every institution. So today we pray and do penance. We pray and do penance because in our nation, human life is threatened from its very conception, that at every point in pregnancy, civilly, legally, one is permitted to take the life of that growing child. No law can be above God's law. Every law must serve God's law. And in many ways, not only is our civil law and our institutions and government unjust in regards to human life, but also we ourselves have not always supported those who need help and need love in very challenging situations like pregnancy, like poverty. We, of course, have to respect human life at every stage. But if we cannot respect human life at the very beginning, how can we respect it at any stage of development? So today, brothers and sisters, we ask God to give us grace and courage to speak out and defend human life, especially in the womb. We pray that the great scourge of abortion might be wiped away from our land. We pray for every woman or man who's been affected by abortion, who's wounded from it, who's contemplating it. We ourselves ask for the grace to be compassionate and merciful, and to do all we can to be neighbor to those who are right now struggling. We sometimes hear a lot of the bad news about injustices to human life, especially watching the news at night. We see so much violence, but we forget to focus as well on the good. I saw a bunch of photos from last week's March for Life in Washington, D.C., and one of the most beautiful photos that I saw was a mother and her younger daughter standing side by side, both holding signs. The daughter is signed, saying, "I'm so glad my mom chose life and had me." And the mother's sign saying, 30 years ago, I was about to have an abortion, but I walked out of the clinic. This is my daughter. Let's celebrate that today. Let's celebrate life. Let's pray. Let's ask that our lives and our laws might reflect the beautiful plan that God has for his beloved children.